This is Ross Andrews, and I'm talking about financial literacy. Financial literacy is the possession of the set of skills and knowledge that allows an individual to make informed and effective with all their financial resources as described in the book. Some key components that I found doing research was saving. Number one is saving. Saving is the money that you get that you don't spend, that you put away, so that way you can save it for a rainy day. Earn refers into the check you might get for occupation that you might work, Social Security, money you might get for not being able to work, disability check. And then spend refers into the groceries, the clothes, and the things you spend your money on. Another component is borrow. Borrow might be something like a student loan, a loan you took out to pay for school, pay for a car, and etc. Protect, just referring to protecting your money, having a savings account. And then the last component I found was save and invest, referring to the what you put your money in to get money out of. So basically, from all this information, I found that financial literacy has a lot to do with personal, family, and household money goals. So what is the household money goal? You have to make sure you budget too. Budget is one of the most basic things that everybody knows. And if it's utilized properly, then money will actually keep going. Without following a budget, it is very difficult to account for money that you have and don't have. Also, you have to have interest on certain things, such as you may have been borrowing a small amount and paying back money, finances. And the concept really is to gain a better understanding of early life and things around money. And having credit can also be a part of financial literacy, such as being accountable, being accurate. It's much easier to lose credit and gain for students, you know, with student loans, stuff like that. And maybe getting a credit card, and being able to pay your things, paying money back. And you have to identify issues and safety, things like that. When it comes to money, your financial information is very important. And using it to shop online, make sure that you shop online that are protected. This is just little things that you can look out for to be financial literacy to go under. Thank you.